Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bud Shealy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Baker reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty catches it and throws to second with Lapone covering, to double up Baker. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Wertz moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Swift and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pretty reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker juggles the ball. That's an error on Baker. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to second. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball towards right. Coleman catches it and throws to second to double up Swift. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 0 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-0 in the game. Trucks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon misplays the ball. That's an error on LePon. Busby moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Busby scores. Sheely moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny LePon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePon is 0-for-2 in the game. LePon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first, with Trucks covering, for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a line drive towards short. Lapon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 3 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lapon moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to second. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker juggles the ball. That's an error on Baker. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 2 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to third. Swift moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Callaway fields the ball and throws to Trucks covering. Safe. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Minoso steals second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-4 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Groth hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Neil Berry pinch runs for Bob Swift. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 3 in the game. Trucks bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Lepon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 5 in the game. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank House now catching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 4 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0 for 4 in the game. Sheely strikes out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 4 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Fox covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 4 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pierce strikes out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 5 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. Groth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Groth reaches second base with a double. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 4 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 3 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Trucks reaches second base with a double. Callaway goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Tigers. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Sushok now playing right field. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 5 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2. And Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.